My name is David, representing today RWE, which is like to give you an idea. I have the present from our Indian colleagues. It's like an elephant. And if you see the size of the elephant in terms of the animal families, we are the same size in energy industry, one of the biggest producers of renewable energy. And I will just give you an overview of the company, what we are doing, and we'll speak with a little bit of bigger numbers than was presented previously. Just to give you an overview of our global diversified renewables portfolio, it's up to 10 gigawatt worldwide, including offshore and onshore renewables, all kind of sources that are commercially viable today. And as it was mentioned by yourself, we are till today the second biggest offshore wind player right now, but this number will change very soon, I do believe, converting it to the player number one. And we are operating around 3.3 gigawatt offshore wind farms, and around 842 turbines are spinning all around the world, giving a green power to the different countries. And in general, 20 years experience of offshore wind business. And this is just a very late update of the current tenders in different countries that we are participating and actually achieved the success. For example, in US, New York Bright, which is up to 3 gigawatt of offshore wind farm, and commercial operation date expected by 2030. Project SOAR, which is up to 1 gigawatt in terms of installed capacity in Denmark, which will be operational by 2027, and several key activities up to 500 megawatt of offshore wind farm, which will be operational in Germany by 2026. Yeah, and if you see the technological development in terms of the offshore wind, you see how we started, yeah, from up to 80 meters, and where we are today in terms of the sizes. And I don't know if you have the opportunity to visit one of the offshore wind farms, but it's quite impressive how this technology is developing in terms of the size, but in terms of the technical capabilities as well. But it was mentioned that life cycle is also matters, and we are the first company in the world who is developing currently the offshore wind project in Germany known as Qashqai, and we are using fully recyclable materials. So actually when the wind farm is out of the operational date, we can recycle all materials that was used during the construction of the wind farms. Yeah, and when it comes to the hydrogen, most probably we are the first biggest company in the world here, leading the hydrogen activities. And we are heavily involved in up to 30 key European projects with a different key stakeholders. And just to give you numbers as well, our target by 2030 is up to 2 gigawatt, which is quite impressive. It's close to many national targets of European countries, just from the one company's perspective. And the projects that we are really pushing from the beautiful presentations, but in real life, it's Aquaventus, which is up to 10 gigawatt offshore wind farm, which will power up to 10 gigawatt offshore electrolysis to produce green hydrogen. Another key project is H2OPSE in Netherlands, where we are collaborating with an oil and gas industry to see how we can reuse existing oil and gas infrastructure, oil and gas platforms and subsea national gas pipelines to integrate offshore wind in the value chain and to produce big scale hydrogen and deliver it to the coast, to the shore. And when it comes to the numbers, so till today, we have the up to 10 gigawatt operational assets already, but the target by 2030 is to achieve 50 gigawatt green installed capacity, which is 5 times more from today's perspective, and to achieve 95% EBITDA from core businesses of 2023, And if in terms of the investments, so we committed ourselves to invest 50 billion gross cash by 2030, and it will go purely to the green energy, and 5 billion EBITDA ambition by 2030. So RWE is a company with a not very green past, because we were operating coal power plants, also the natural gas power plants, but we also committed ourselves to be carbon neutral by 2040, to fully be green company, actively involved in the renewables and hydrogen business sector. So yeah, I will leave this Q&A season for the roundtable discussion. But when it comes to the friends, so the reason why I'm here is just to express our commitment to support the French government and industrial players, both transportation sector, to the way to decarbonization and achievement the quite ambitious targets. And we are having a quite aggressive strategy in France, participating in all upcoming and ongoing offshore wind tenders, but also we just recently finalized the hydrogen strategy. So we will be in the heart of these activities in France. And just to give you an idea about the numbers, so we want to achieve up to 10 gigawatts of operational wind farm capacities in France, just in France, coupled most probably with the green hydrogen production. So thank you very much.